this happen. Jennifer, we are going live right now. Let's talk to the audience for a second. From shamans of ancient tribes to mystics that grace our modern cities, the allure of psychic guidance has transcended time and culture, captivating humanity's imagination for millennia. Whether you're a true believer, a curious skeptic, or someone seeking cosmic counsel during life's twists and turns, the realm of psychic phenomena offers a fascinating sanctuary where questions meet answers in ways we least expect. Today, I am super excited to welcome Psychic Jen, voted Best Psychic Florida and Living, Breathing Oracle of a Family, where psychics isn't just a career, it's an actual birthright. Imagine being born into a family of people who predict the weather, and it's not just about Doppler radar, it's more of an intuitive art passed down through the generations. From her mystical mother to her clairvoyant daughter, Jen is a radiant link in a generational change that's got forecasting futures down to a fine art. She's with us today to offer a tantalizing glimpse into tomorrow. So sit back, relax, enjoy what's going on, grab a snack, call a friend, and ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is A Funny Way of Looking, where diverse voices meet open minds. Today, your eyes needs to be expanded and open. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on afunnywayoflooking.com. And we're on your favorite podcast where we're actually aired. And you can listen pretty much anywhere on the internet. Today's guest is Psychic Jen. Jennifer, how are you today?
Good, Michael. How are you?
I'm fabulous. I can't wait for this entire discussion. Oh, did I mention I was going to ask you a few questions?
Okay.
Okay, good. Let's do that. Let's start with this. There's questions I think people want to ask psychics, but either they don't know psychic or they don't have access to a psychic. And let's just talk about some really super simple things to start out with, okay? A lot of people wonder, is like psychic ability something that you're born with, or can it be developed over time? What's your take on that?
It's a feeling. You're born with it 90% of the time. Some people, you know, they grow to, you know, as they get older, they can feel it, but usually you're born to it. Okay. You can feel things. It's a sixth sense.
And then how do you know if you've got it or not?
You could just feel it. You can pick up people's energy. And I've been doing it so long, since I was 7 years old, that I think it's just normal and natural. I would go in lines and tell everybody what's going on and cry or laugh. So to me, it's just natural.
That actually kind of leads into my next question here. It's like, so when you foresee something like negative or challenging in a reading, how do you approach that information? Is it ethical guidelines that psychics have? Do you tell people everything, or do you hold back?
You know, it's like anything. It could be like, you know, when you hear gossip, you don't want to go ahead and just make gossip. You know, if you can help someone prevent something, I'm glad to share something. And if I can't help them, just let nature take its course.
Okay. Okay. How do you handle people that are skeptical? Like, how does that work out for you?
It's like people. I'm not here to prove, you know, my abilities. I just know what I'm capable of doing. You know, it's not for me to convince anyone, you know, but my work does speak for itself in my readings.
Okay. Okay. So there's also a question about, are you telling the future, and is there free will, or is what you're seeing already?
There's always free will. There's always free will, but there's certain things that you can prevent. You know, there's certain things like, hey, stay away from there. You'll be, you know, there's certain things that you can protect someone.
Uh-huh. And do you tell people when they, about these things? And because some people worry about that, whether or not they've got free will.
Oh, I mean, yes, it's all, at the end of the day, it is all free will. It's your choice to go left or right, no okay. matter what I say. And that's what just people guidance in life.
Gotcha. And then I got one more thing for you, because today we're going to do something special. We're going to actually have people on the show. You're going to do some readings for them, or not readings. You'll answer a couple of questions for them. Yeah. But what is something that people don't know about psychics? Like, what's the life of a psychic? What would people find surprising about psychics?
You know, I would just say it's more like counseling or therapy, because sometimes a lot of people don't have a lot of people to confide into, and it's non-judgment. I'm not here to judge a person or criticize a person. You come and you're completely yourself.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to, for everyone that's watching, we are actually going to do some questions today, not full out readings. Jennifer's going to answer some questions. I've got four amazing guests on with us. We're going to ask a question or two, and then we're going to do something special for today for the show. So I want to bring on Marianne. Marianne, how are you today?
Hi, I'm great. Hi.
I am going to step out of the way and let you two talk and do a super short reading, and let's just see how it goes. I'm fascinated by this.
Hi, Jen.
How are you, Marianne? I do prefer to work with people's first and last names. Usually ask for date of births, but not on this session.
Okay. Last name is Lozano.
Okay. Now, just go ahead and focus on something that you're wanting to know about. What is your question right now for today?
So I am a writer, and I am struggling with an edit to one book, and I have another book in mind that I'm thinking about starting, and I'm just not sure whether I should continue with the edit or start the new.
All right. See, writing has to come natural. You can't force all the words to come together. It comes at different seasons. So if you're more like at that writer block right now, that means move on to the next. So that can come out as well. But that is going to do very successful for you. So I see great success. So compliments.
All right, thank you.
So kind of move on and then go back.
Okay.
Wow. Did you have a follow-up question to that you wanted to ask?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a follow-up to the writing thing, but I'm also potentially starting a new job soon, and I'm wondering if it's the right fit.
It is because it's going to end up leading you somewhere else. You're not going to be completely comfortable there because you're just going to be growing to another level.
Okay.
So, yes.
Awesome,
All right.
Marianne. Thank you for those questions. I just like, do you feel it when you're actually talking to the person, Jennifer?
Yes, I do. You know, I just, it's like instinct. It's like just directing someone, like either go left or right or stand still.
Okay, awesome. I've got Robin's coming up on the stage right now. And hey, Robin, how are you today?
Hi, how are you?
Excellent. Let me jump out of the way and I'm going to just continue voyeuring.
Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Need from you today is your last name and kind
It's
of focus on your situation.
okay. My last name is Valdez, and I am focused.
All right. And what is your free question for today?
I had a best friend of mine in 2015, tragically taken, was killed by a drunk driver, and it was so sudden that I didn't have a chance to, say goodbye. And so I think about her often. I've had a couple of dreams, but I just wanted to know, is she sending me signs? And if so, like what kind and how will I know? Because I just, miss her and we were so close.
I'm sorry about your loss. I'm
Thank
sorry
you.
about your loss. And what is her name?
Crystal.
Now, was there a familiar smell that she used to, like a perfume or a scent of something? Did you smell that more recently or during that time of her loss?
No, but she did always wear pink, and then I don't know. I try to see everything as a sign. So everything, I'm like, is that you?
Like, was you seeing that more at that time? Like,
Yeah, so when she was buried, they did a butterfly release.
okay.
And I don't know. Sometimes I think, well, every butterfly I see now. I'm like, is that her? I don't know.
It also, she can, I definitely feel like a connection because you guys were more than friends, you guys were sisters. So I definitely see protection. I do see like that angel surrounding you. I'm also picking up, you know, also within your dreams. What have you been dreaming?
I've only had a couple of dreams about her. Yeah. And during a meditation I did, I was sitting outside and just in the sun, and I just happened to see like in a pink outline. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, am I just wanting to see that so badly or so much?
No, I mean, it's, you can feel it. You can sense it. Yeah. Also your dreams. So definitely protection. I do feel there's like an angel, that guidance around you. That's and good. Again, I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Why?
But definitely pay attention to your dreams.
Okay.
I like the butterflies. Thank you, Robin, for coming on. It's very vulnerable to talk this way. Thank you
for having me.
Okay. Yeah, when you have someone who's feeling that deep, Jennifer, how do you feel?
I feel their sympathy. I feel the things that they're going through. I feel their happiness and sadness between the whole situation. Mm-hmm. And just wanting closure and answers. But sometimes there's no real answer through a situation through that. It's just in timing.
Right. Let's try.
It's a hard conversation with anybody.
It is.
Because there's really no answers many a times.
Mm-hmm. That might be a good subject for the two of you to broach even off camera, because that's really emotional for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's bring up Hannah. Hannah, how are you doing today?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Good.
All right, Hannah. What is your last name?
My last name is Lozano Agnone.
And your age?
I am 31.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I wasn't giving all that information on here. I apologize. All right. Just go ahead and focus on a couple things you have questions or concerns about. And also, is your question for this evening?
So I have a few, there's essentially three different like things that I have my hands in as far as my career goes. And with moving soon, I just am not sure which one is going to sort of be the most fruitful or the most worth my time. And they're all, two of them are kind of similar. One of them is super different. So I just don't know where to like direct most of my energy.
All right. The new move, I see great success. Now, the first, I say 6 months, I don't feel you feeling very connected, but then I feel like everything really starting to come along. Like work is going to go great. Everything is going to start coming together and you're starting to feel like you can breathe. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to start developing. So definitely that's where you're supposed to go at this time.
Yeah.
And you might feel anxious, scared, nervous, but it's a good thing.
Yeah. It's weird going back. Like I, you know, have been successful in this particular market before. So I know that it's possible. But yeah, it is definitely scary just going back and like changing everything again. Cause I just moved 2 years ago. So it's like, the back and forth has been a lot.
No, you're doing everything right. This is where you're supposed to be going at this time.
Awesome.
Okay. So congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm excited for your move, Hannah. I just love moving. So whether it's back to where you were or a brand new place, I think it's.
Do you want to come drive your moving?
Awesome. Definitely going to be awesome.
There you go. Hannah, I didn't hear your question.
I said, do you want to come drive our moving truck then if you love moving?
Oh, man, that would be fun. I can't imagine anything more than driving like through the mountains with your stuff.
Yeah, when we went at Christmas, we saw the Grand Canyon and I got to take some pictures there, which was really nice. So
that is an awesome picture, by the way. So beautiful. Let me take you off for a second. We're going to bring on our last person for a reading, and that is Dom. How are you, Dom?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. Hi, Dom.
Hi.
Now, also what I would need from you is just kind of focus on a couple things. Mm-hmm. And also just kind of feeling more relaxed, kind of feeling everything. And what is your question?
Do you want my last name or no?
Okay. Yes.
Elsa, do you need it? I don't want to. You don't need it. I don't have to give it. But
yeah.
it's Reed Morelli. I had a question, but now I kind of have a different question I almost want to ask.
Yes.
but I think I'm going to go with my first. It seems much safer than my second one. So my job has had a lot of upheaval in the recent few years, and especially from the last like week. And none of us necessarily feel very safe. And I almost wonder, because my inclination is, do I jump ship now or do I go with what I can see is probably a sinking ship that I actually am doing very, very well at? So it's kind of, do I stay in my current lane or do I go to the other lane? The grass is the same shade, relatively speaking, but.
To answer your questions, it's saying kind of stay put, but definitely keep your eyes open, because I do see that you're going to be doing a business for yourself. And I do see that's going to be very successful as well. So like two different jobs.
Okay.
Like one for a company and one for yourself. So you can easily go either direction. I like that.
Okay, cool.
All right, what was your other question? Just
oh, no. My other one is, it's a little darker. I've always had like just bad dreams and nightmares my entire life. And I think it's just a genetic thing too. My mother has them too. But I always kind of wonder, is this like just my head just thinking of things, or is there actually something that's following me? Cause I have just nightmares all the time. And it's
about certain people or.
So it's three specific settings and worlds that vary between how awful they are, but one of them particular is something always chasing me. And I just know I can never get caught by it. And I have never been caught by it, but I know that very bad things will happen if it catches me. And it's always chasing me. So I wonder if that's something that's attached.
You know, I'm just picking up your dreams have gave you like certain answers. You know, you could be running from a situation, feel like chasing a dream, or you're not getting there fast enough. Do you recall it during that time, or is it like every night? Because I don't see it, you know, every night, just during different situations.
It's not all the time, but that one I think is the most consistent. I'm always running through different doors, through different locations, trying to get away from this thing.
You know, it could be just more of things that you're going through, you know, like at that time in your life, it could be more, you know, you're kind of running away from a situation, a problem, an argument, a disagreement with the family, because I'm not seeing it all the time, but it's just enough to for you to constantly remember, and it's letting you know to kind of get away from that situation. Like during that time when you have those dreams, do you see yourself just feeling like kind of aware of the next situation? Like you're running from a situation that you need to walk away from a situation in love or in relationships?
I think I'm definitely probably more heightened and more on edge during those time frames and just looking out for things.
Okay. Because it's kind of letting you know that it's time for movement, changes.
Okay. So, cool.
But definitely. Stay in contact. I'd like to tell you more.
Okay, yeah, totally.
I'm just like listening in on the conversation. I'm like, God, I want to know more what's going on now too. Because I've had those dreams in the past where you're running from things and you don't know how to get away from it. So one of these days, we'll have to do a session also. Thank you very much for giving everybody the readings for their questions. That's awesome. I want to mention something that you are doing that people may not know about. And you're starting up a brand new service that I think people can take advantage of. I see some questions in the comments. Jennifer is doing a brand new thing called One Question Per Day, where she's literally charging $25 a month. And for $25, she's going to do a full reading for you, not just answer one or two questions, but an actual full reading. And then you can call her every day and ask her all about the other things going on in your life. So that's an amazing deal. If you guys don't understand, like psychics often charge, you know, $50, $100 just for one reading and nothing for the questions or something else. So Jennifer, you want to talk some more about that or did I cover it?
You covered it. So what we're doing is one full reading. It doesn't matter of your choice, psychic reading, tarot card reading. It's a full detail reading and also one free question daily by phone or text. And if you're wanting to get another reading, like, you know, next month, it would be different discounts.
Yeah. And I'm just going to throw this on the screen right now that people who want the OQPD one question per day, just go to psychicschoice.com/Jen. And you can sign up there and get in touch with her, and everything's going to be cool and copacetic. So I'll throw that up later. I want to do something with everybody. This is something that I do on all the shows, and we are literally going to play this or that, but we're going to do a twist on it today. I am excited about this. For everyone who doesn't know, what we usually do is I ask the guest a question. I give them two options. You can choose one or the other, but not neither or both. Today, what we're going to do is I'm going to add everybody back in here just for a little bit, and we're going to go kind of round robin. I'm going to ask the first question of Jennifer. She can answer it and give her feedback if she needs to or wants to. And then she's going to ask Marianne. Marianne's going to ask Dom. Dom's going to ask Hannah. Hannah's going to ask Robin. And we're just going to play this or that a little differently today. And then I have one final question that I want to ask everybody. So I wrote this down. Let's see if it makes sense. Jennifer, for this or that, intuitive skills or traditions passed down through your family?
It has been passed down to my family in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. It's because of technique. Everyone has different techniques, and it's not taught by the book.
Gotcha. So for you, it's traditions passed down through the family?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. You have this question for Marianne.
Marianne, do you prefer Ouija boards or tarot cards?
Tarot cards.
Beautiful. Have you ever got a full tarot card reading done before?
Once. It was fascinating.
Good. By answering the other question, have you ever tried the Ouija board?
I haven't, but my children did when they were younger. Okay. But I haven't as a non-skeptical grown-up.
Yeah. I don't mess with Ouija boards.
No. I just have to see by just raising everybody's hands, who is scared to death of Ouija boards? Here, I'm just going to raise both.
Oh, I am. Everyone immediately just, yep.
Yeah. I will not touch it.
Do they still sell like Ouija boards and like toy stores?
I own one.
Just feel like
you still want to help her move.
if I'm gonna invite a spirit, I would like to have a medium or somebody with me to do that, not just alone in my living room with my daughters.
So. Yeah. We'll see about that at Christmas time.
Okay. Oh my god. Yeah, I got a Ouija board for Christmas when I was little, and I'm like, we tried it out, it never moved. And then I started like learning about Ouija boards, and I'm like, yeah, no, just put that away. Marianne, do you have a question for Dom?
I do. Dom, reincarnation or afterlife?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with reincarnation. So... I just kind of feel like we're all just maybe not reliving our lives, but that we're put in similar situations to see how we kind of change it each time around. Mm-hmm. So we're all kind of connected one way or another, no matter where we came from or who we are.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tossed up on that one. Do you have a question for Hannah then?
I do. mine's a little more lighthearted. I'm a big horror movie buff, so for classic horror movies, Friday the 13th or Scream?
I'm gonna be honest, I have not seen either of them.
My heart just broke in half. I'll give you a different one then. Vampires or werewolves?
I think vampires.
Really?
I think so. It's I feel like it changes often. but we're vampires right now.
Okay.
All black.
I was a big Twilight fan in high school. So, awesome. And I think, I don't know. I think still vampires.
Okay.
Robin.
Yeah.
Spirit guides or guardian angels?
Gosh, that's a good one. And you can't say both, can you? I would say spirit guides.
Really? Why do you say that, Robin?
Yeah, because I feel like with spirit guides, it allows you to be more intuitive because it's a connection of your higher self with the you, the avatar that is you now. So it, I don't know. I just feel like it connects you more to the trifecta of what this all is, who gotcha. We are.
I like it.
See, now here's one I didn't plan for because like we've done this whole loop and then Robin's going like, who do I ask? And I guess I'm the only person left. So go ahead. You can ask me a question.
Mine will be lighthearted since my question wasn't. Okay, so caramel apples or candy apple?
Caramel apples all day long. Yeah, caramel apples. Yeah. Just because they're like sticky icky and you can just like, you can eat a caramel apple for probably like 3 days. I'm just saying, not that I would do that, but like, where do you guys put your caramel apples after you're done with them? You wrap them back up and put them in the refrigerator.
Once they're fitting into, they're gone. I'm eating it all the way through. There's not going to be any remnants.
Left. Dom's like, nope, not going to go there. All right. I got one question for everybody, and you can answer it. It's a super simple question. Everybody in the U.S. has been asked this question at least one time, and you can answer it however you want to, either from the observer or from the giver. Okay. Jen, trick or treat?
Ooh. I like treats.
Okay. Giving or getting?
Giving.
Giving. Marianne.
All the time.
Definitely giving treats.
Giving treats? Oh. Like on Halloween, are you going to have like the lights on and the door and everyone's going to come and you're going to trick or treat and you're going to give them a treat? What are you giving out this year?
Milk duds and... almond joys and whatever else is in the bag.
Okay, now hold on. Are you gonna give out the little teeny almond joys?
Yeah,
are
they're you the little out the ones.
Full size bars.
No, they're the little ones. We either have hardly any children or 1,000. So it just depends on what side of the neighborhood they're on.
Yeah.
So I have to prepare for 1,000 children and small candies if I have to finish them.
Gotcha. Dumb trick or treat.
You know what? I'm gonna go against the grain here and go trick.
Oh yeah, give me something. Come on, what you got?
I would rather be on the actual receiving end of it because it's kind of fun. So I don't know. Life's more interesting if you can kind of get startled every once in a while. Awesome. And I like scary movies, and we're going to haunted house tonight, so you know.
Yeah. By the way,
always take treats.
What was the answer like you had for your own question that you asked? A Scream or Friday the 13th?
Scream. Immediately Scream all day long. I'm obsessed. I have shirts. I have little croc charms. It's unfortunate. There's about to be a sticker on my car too. So
I think that would be like Friday the 13th.
Really? I don't know. I guess maybe because the original is just so... It's so hysterical to watch now.
Now it is. It's funny.
Back then, you're like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah.
Before I ask Hannah, I just got to ask all you guys, scariest movie ever?
The Exorcist.
I'm going with Exorcist, too.
The original.
Yeah.
What was that movie that had that? It was like, it had a black and white clown in it.
Oh.
The clowns are just scary by themselves. So I'm not sure.
No,
the movie that scared me the most, which I think is mostly, if not totally fake, was The Fourth Kind.
It was about
like an alien abduction, and I had nightmares about this dream for years.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I don't watch a lot of scary movies, but Blair Witch Project definitely crept into my sleep for a long time.
Really? See, Blair Witch didn't do anything for me. I'm like, just stop moving the camera.
Can y'all get like a steadier camera or something, yeah, man?
Robin, you've been pretty quiet over there. What about the scary movies?
The Shining was The Shining freaks me out.
That one.
Also, it's called The Terrifier. That's what the movie was called. I just Googled it. Don't ever watch that, you guys. You'll not have a good time.
No problem. All right, let's do this. Hannah, trick or treat?
I'm going to say treat. I've inherited a sweet tooth from my mother up there.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say getting.
Yes.
I feel like I've never, besides, you know, living with my parents, I've never been on the giving side of Halloween. Because I've never lived anywhere yet that had trick-or-treaters.
Really?
Yeah, so.
Wow. I actually used to love to give out treats. Like, all the kids in the neighborhood come around, and I'm like, you know, 9 years old, and it's like, trick-or-treat? And I'm like, cool, man, here, have some of these. And then we'd just give out tons and tons of candy. I love
it. Was it small treats or bigger treats?
For my friends, we had some big bars, and for everyone else, it's like the little teeny bars.
Cute.
But yeah. All right. Robin, trick or treat?
I'm going to say treat because I have three boys and they're pranksters, especially my middle one. So I'm constantly getting tricked. So when I say treat, I get enough of that.
You like getting treats or giving the treats?
Giving.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giving treats. Awesome. You guys are like, this is fun. I love having all of you on and answering these questions. I think we should do this again, maybe next year or for another topic. We'll see how that goes. I also want to invite, we've got some questions in here. And I think the best way to answer these is for you guys to get in touch with Psychic Jen through the website. I think that's the way we're going to run this today because otherwise, we'll be answering questions all day. There's the actual website for Jennifer. One question per day, OQPD. Just go to Psychic's Choice. And for everyone who's watching, it's one word, psychicschoice.com/Jen. And that's going to be the best way to get your questions answered. It's literally only $25. And you're going to get a full reading. And then you can ask a question for like 30 days. So you can't beat that. If you say you don't have the money, I'm pretty sure that Jennifer will be like, yeah, you don't. I'll talk to you later. Okay. Okay.
No, it was fun, ladies. Thank you.
It was very fun. We will do it again. I'm going to play some rollout music. You guys stick around and we'll talk for a second afterwards. Everybody else, thank you so much for being on. I really appreciate you. And we'll see you next time on A Funny Way of Looking. Bye, everybody.